Federal aviation officials blame human error for Tuesday's communications failure at a California air traffic control center, an outage that grounded hundreds of flights in Southern California. It also forced planes in the air to divert to distant airports. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Air traffic controllers at the Palmdale Center northeast of L.A. monitor flights in Southern California and parts of Arizona and Nevada. During the outage, they could see the planes on the radar, but they couldn't talk to the pilots. The situation lasted about 3.5 hours, tangling airline schedules and travelers' plans into the next day. At the tiny Long Beach airport, passengers trying to make alternate plans stood in lines that snaked out the door. Marge McCulloch learned her American Airlines flight to New York had been canceled and rescheduled for the next day.
Get home at night, be tired, be aggravated, and this is beyond my, I could not picture this happening.
This scene was repeated at airports all over Southern California. And across the country, passengers bound for Southern California also had to deal with delayed or canceled flights. And it was all because someone failed to perform scheduled maintenance on the communication system, says FAA spokeswoman Diane Spitaleri.
And because that maintenance was not performed, the system turned itself off. And to complicate things, there was a backup radio communication, and when that went to be used, it was not configured properly.
Spitaleri says the FAA is now checking to make sure all maintenance schedules at air traffic centers around the country are being followed.
Additionally, over the coming weeks, we are going to be adding a feature to the communication system that prevents service disruptions if maintenance is not performed.
It's uncertain how dangerous the situation was. Spitaleri says that pilots could communicate with other air traffic control facilities around the Southwest. The FAA is investigating 5 situations where planes flew too close to each other, but the agency says none of the incidents qualified as a near miss. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.